Good morning, 912 here on the Mighty 690. We'll get to open line here in just a few minutes, but right now it is time for our Ask the Expert segment. With folks from Sun Group on the line, we have Mr. Keith Beaumont. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great this morning. How are you, James?
Doing well. Can't complain. So, hey, you've got some upcoming auctions to tell you about. Tell us about, right?
Yeah, we do got a couple things that we're working on right now. Looks like April the 20th, we will be auctioning over 3,000 acres. This will be farm, ranch, recreational land. These properties are both in Elk County and Montgomery counties. The river runs through several of these properties, so there's lots of good river bottom farm ground, and also there's some good grazing pastures. We'll be selling the land in 10 different tracts. You know, we're still working on getting all the details put together, but we have we'll have some more information, some maps, what those tracks are going to look like per acre, how many acres we're going to have in them, and just other information. So we'll have all that out next week sometime. I've talked to a few people that's interested in that stuff, but I'll again, as soon as I get some more information out, or if you want some, just get a hold of me. And I'll be happy to pass some information along as I get it. And then it looks like on April the 22nd, that's going to be our next personal property auction. There will be tractors, hay equipment, grain trucks. There's even a dump truck in there, stock trailers, and just other farm-related equipment. I know there's a round baler, a John Deere round baler, but... anyways, we'll, I'll talk a little bit more about that as it gets closer and we get some advertisement put together on that. But, so those are just some upcoming things that, I don't have material out on yet, but, we're working on getting all that out and, we'll have some stuff out here soon. And we'll also get that up on our website, as soon as we finish getting everything done, but it's getting close on that. And we finally got a date for those two. So, anyway, that's what we're shooting for on those.
Well, that's, yeah, that's great.
Yes, yes, yes. So, also, I've been mentioning a couple houses I have for sale up in Toronto. Now, the two bedroom house on State Street, I do got it under contract now. There's another house up there though that's available. So, if someone's looking for something in that direction, give me a call. So. And another thing, I guess, on auctions, too, is that, you know, springtime's coming here. So if you guys are thinking about setting an auction date for something, get a hold of me. We still have opening dates available, so we can certainly get something scheduled. Maybe that either be real estate or personal property or whatever it may be. So just feel free to get a hold of me. So.
Excellent. Well, very good on that. So, hey, this morning you wanted to talk just a little bit about, you know, kind of the basics of, you know, how real estate auctions are and kind of the different flavors and that sort of thing. So it might seem kind of like a basic question to some, but it is kind of a good review. What is a real estate auction just in general?
Yeah, so, I mean, they work a lot like other types of auctions. You know, there's still a bidding process that's going on. It's still open to the public, so anyone can attend the auction. And, of course, there's still an auctioneer that's still calling out the bids. Depending on the property, it could sell in one tract of land, or it can sell in several different tracts of land. You know, for example, I was just talking about that upcoming auction that we're going to be doing. And we're going to be selling that in 10 different tracts of land. Now, of course, every auction we do, we don't sell it, you know, in several tracts of land. But when you take one like that, that's over 3,000 acres, you know, it needs to be divided up like that. So, so just depending on the property, the tracts of land may be the same acreage, or they may be different. You know, for example, if someone, let's just say, selling a section of land, maybe it's real easy just to divide that thing in half and to sell it. And if it makes sense, you know, as far as how the property lies and all that, Maybe you can just divide it in half and you'll just be selling two half sections. And that happens too. Let's see, for, well, another example, like last, we had a few weeks ago, the auction up by Roselia, we sold 230 acres, and we sold that in two different tracts of land. We had an 80 and we had 150. In the 80 was a little bit different. It had some improvements on it and all that. But anyways, it just made more sense to divide that up that way. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, every time you look at going to an auction, those that don't know, it's not maybe that that's being divided up equally, but just however it makes sense. So now some real estate auctions, of course, happen online or, more traditionally live in-person auction. So either way, you can do them like that. We've been doing a lot of a hybrid auction where we've been bringing the online auctions to the live auctions, and that's just been another benefit that we can offer our sellers because, we're able to get buyers online, and it's great because some of these guys may live out of town or out of state or even maybe locally, but just doesn't want to go be in the crowd and bidding. So it's just another option. And so it's pretty cool. It works great. And, and there's times, too, that, we'll put something just online. Maybe it's better to just auction something, an online auction, and do it that way. And then there's also just a live auction only. Maybe that property, should only be sold that way. It's just as good as an option to do it that way. But like I said, for a lot more than what we're doing now, it is bringing both of these things together. So, and how that works with the hybrid auction is, we'll still have our live auction, and obviously, and then we'll have the guy that's on the internet. But also, if you're on there looking at it from that side of things, you'll be able to watch that auction go live. We'll have a camera that's on us selling it, so there'll be a camera on the auctioneer, and you'll be able to watch him chant off and take the bid. So, again, it's just another option that we offer, and to help bring buyers in. But it works good for both buyer and seller.
Sure. And, what makes that real estate auction different from maybe other methods, more, shall we say, traditional methods of listing and selling?
Well, real estate auctions, are kind of an innovative way of selling your real estate, and an effective way, too. It's both an intense and fast way of selling your property. It's a good option, and not all properties, I wouldn't say that are meant to be auctioned off, but I'm telling you, a lot of them are. And so so that's just something that when we look at a property, we always think about, should it be auctioned or should it be just, put up as a traditional listing? Because we do either way. So it's just something that we need to come out and determine, kind of what the best method is. And then, but either way, if you're doing auctions either online or you're doing them live or the hybrid auction like I was talking about, they both have competitive bidding, keeps it intense, and makes for a faster sell of your property.
No, that is that's a good point in there. Now, say if, I was looking to actually, sell a property, that sort of thing, how would an auction benefit me as the seller?
Well, the sellers, there's several things. The seller can look at it as, the buyers are coming to buy. They know the property is going to sell on that auction date, so they've got to be ready to buy. Auctions generally mean a quicker sell, so that reduces long-term carryover costs, including taxes and maintenances. We definitely auction land and stuff off, too, but, we auction houses off, so... if you think about a scenario like where maybe you've moved out of town or something, you've got a house that you've left behind, or even land, whatever it may be, you're looking to sell that. Well, an auction certainly is a good option because we can put a date on it. We can say it's going to sell now, this day, and so someone's not, they keep continuing to pay for that. You know, that gets expensive when you're paying for two places at once. So that's a big benefit, I think, to a seller. Another thing, you know, you can be assured that your property will be sold at a true market value. There's no better way of finding true market value than having an auction. Rather, if it's in personal property or if it's in real estate, either way. You know, it gets exposed, exposes the property to a large number of pre-qualified buyers and creates competition among them buyers. And the seller knows, again, exactly when the property is going to sell. So that's real helpful. And it ensures, too, that to make that happen, we have to make sure that we're doing very aggressive marketing strategies that increases the interest and gives lots of visibility. So that's another thing you can count on. In order to make one of these auctions happen, you've got to get strong advertisement out there, and we know exactly how to do that. So.
No, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is sometimes on these sale bills and that sort of thing, we see words like, you know, absolute or reserve or something like that. So what are some of the different flavors and different types of real estate auctions available?
Yeah, so like an absolute, like you were just mentioning, you know, will sell without any type of reserve or anything like that. It'll sell to the highest bidder regardless of the price. You know, the sale's guaranteed, so, you know, it brings a lot of buyer excitement to it, you know, because they know that it will sell. And so it's kind of sell can get a lot of attention on the marketplace because everyone knows it will sell and someone will be the new owner of it, you know, at the end of the auction. So many sellers now do this and use this often more than what you think, and for different reasons. Maybe it's an estate. Maybe someone wanted it sold that way after they passed, and so that's how they left it to be done. So, you know, we'll fulfill those wishes, and that's the way it'll be sold, and sold for, you know, for whatever it went. The other type of auction would be like a reserve auction or what we would say a seller's confirmation, which is usually pretty common, you know, that the seller, you know, will be at the auction and you'll, you know, you'll just confirm with them that they are okay with selling it at that price. So that's the other type of way, but they're usually one or the other. Usually if you read in the terms of the sale, you'll be able to see what that is, you know, so that stuff down there in the fine print, pay attention to that, and it'll tell you stuff, information like that that you might want to know. And then also, too, it's always good to read that stuff like that, the auction terms, because depending on who's doing the auction, you know, there could be other terms in there that you need to know about. Maybe there's a buyer's premium or there's something like that that's pretty important to know about. And so you don't want no kind of surprises or anything like that. So anyways, just something to consider. There's benefits to auctions, not only from the seller side of things, but there's also benefits if you're a buyer at an auction. I mean, the buyer knows that the seller is committed to sell. You know, the buyers determine the purchase price. So as a buyer, you know, it's just who all is there. You're in the room with other buyers, and that's going to be the purchase price. Auctions also eliminate the long negotiations. You know, we're basically putting all the negotiation right out there and in a room or wherever we're at, and in a very transparent way that everyone understands and gets to see the whole negotiation process there live. So, you know, you also, as a buyer, you're going to know the purchasing and the closing dates. And the buyers know that they're competing fairly on the same terms as other buyers. So there are several benefits both buyer and seller have to an auction. So, and I can think back to when a little over a year ago when we were listing things you know, we would get multiple offers. You know, that's kind of what the market was here for a while. It was kind of crazy. And, you know, if we would have done auction on several of those, but, you know, we didn't know that they were going to go that way for a while, but certainly would have took care of a lot of those long negotiations and all the people that were kind of essentially bidding against each other. So, anyways, there's, you know, auctions are a good option and maybe not an option for everybody. But, you know, again, that's why we do both either way, if it needs to be listed as a traditional listing or taken to auction. But we come out and look at it, you know, we'll be able to help determine that and kind of give you an insight to all that. So,
well, that's another good reminder and an interesting topic, too, and could be a very good option for folks who are maybe looking to sell here coming up. So if they if people do have questions and that sort of thing, or maybe they're interested in pursuing an auction, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is by my cell phone. I just always got it with me, 316-680-5131. And you can also call the office up here in Fredonia. It's 620-607-2445. We also have our other location in El Dorado. And we're located, again, down here in Fredonia, just downtown on the square, 431 North 6th Street here in Fredonia. And that's just on the northwest part of the square. So feel free to stop by. Again, I'll have some sell bills and stuff here ready, and some material printed out for this auction that we're going to have here sometime here next week. So, you know, give me a call if you want some information, and I can certainly get it to you when I get it all put together. Other than that, yeah, if you got any questions about anything, auctions or real estate, or you're considering listing or doing any of that stuff, just get a hold of me. Again, my phone number is 316-680-5131.
All right. Well, very good, Keith. Anything else that you need to share for us today?
I don't think so, guys. I just hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll get back with you guys next Friday.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Well, yeah, you have a great weekend, and look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks, sir.
All right, that's Keith Beaumont here on the Mighty 690. We do appreciate him giving us a call from Sun Group, and that is our Ask the Expert segment, of course. We will get started with Open Line here in just a moment. That's up next on KHGF.